the issue of why someone would care about this type of study of the ocean it's an important one to look at from both sides. There are many people who do not interact with the ocean very much, and that might include folks living in the Sahel, south of the Sahara. That might involve people living in the Gobi Desert. That might involve people living in central Australia or in China and Kansas, maybe even Nebraska. But the fact of the matter is the ocean interacts with them whether they interact with the ocean or not. In fact, the weather that rolls across all of the continents is spawned largely by what takes place in the oceans. But the bottom line is the ocean and the rhythms of the ocean actually determine the distribution, the planetary distribution of drought, of desertification, of flooding, of many, many facets that really do result in a lot of human suffering and a lot of growth of a lot of food. So that's part of what we're getting at. Understanding the nonlinear, I won't say chaotic, but I will say turbulent behavior of the ocean and the turbulent interaction between the ocean and the atmosphere is increasingly crucial to the well-being of the human race. And the ocean is two-thirds of the planet, and it actually dominates the conditions on the planet.